Articles written by CPS members. Discoveries of the Modern Age. Many Islamic scholars from India and abroad have supported the CPS mission. Some of them have in fact become part of the CPS mission. Most notably, few graduates from Jamia Dar es Salaam, Umarabad spent a considerable time under the guidance, mentorship, and training of Maulana Wahiduddin Khan. SOI editorial team has decided to carry articles written by these Islamic scholars within the pages of SOI. The articles written by these scholars display positivity, deep contemplation, a firm grasp on the knowledge of the modern world and the Islamic scriptures. We hope that this new edition shall prove full of lessons and learnings for our readers. Arguments for Religious Truths. The following article is written by Hafiz Syed Iqbal Umri. For several days, I have been contemplating the modern era, often referred to as the age of scientific discoveries, the age of progress, and the modern age. Is this era inherently opposed to God and religion, or have the discoveries of this age provided additional arguments and insights in favor of religion? Reflecting on a verse from the Quran reveals that this is indeed the promised era. The verse foretells that soon, signs in the external world and within ourselves will be made clear, to the point that the truth becomes undeniable. We shall show them our signs in the universe and within themselves, until it becomes clear to them that this is the truth. 41:53. In other words, the explanations of Quranic signs will be through the signs in the external world and within the human self. This suggests that a process will unfold throughout history, enabling believers in God to know and utilize these signs for the elaboration of the truth. Today, as I was translating a sentence with the help of ChatGPT, a thought struck me. For many days, I had been using Google Translate for translations, and similarly, I had been using Google Lens to select text from PDFs. But lately, I have been using AI-based applications like ChatGPT. It occurred to me that if an application can instantly translate text into languages understandable to different people, then surely, it is possible for God to hear prayers made in various languages and respond immediately. To manifest this possibility, God has revealed such universal signs in the modern era. Today we can translate text using gadgets, whereas God, without any intermediary, can communicate directly with each individual. There is a hadith that says, "There is none among you but his Lord will speak to him on the day of resurrection, and there will be no interpreter between him and his Lord." Sahih Bukhari. Similarly, the information search engines and social media networks created in this modern age are well known to be highly user-friendly and useful. Furthermore, they read the user's mind remarkably well. Once you search for something, the system saves it and constantly presents related content. It reads and stores your thoughts, emotions, and gestures, and wherever your ID operates, it provides you with content that interests you. Reflecting on this reveals how deeply God knows the inner secrets of humans. Numerous Quranic verses affirm God's boundless knowledge, such as, "Whether you speak in secret or aloud, he knows what is in every heart. How could he who created not know his own creation, when he alone is the most subtle in his wisdom and the all-aware?" 67:13-14. We created man, we know the promptings of his soul, and are closer to him than his jugular vein. 50:16. He is aware of the most stealthy glance, and of all that the hearts conceal. 40:19. These technologies clearly illustrate that if these things are possible at a potential level, why can't they be accepted at the level of faith? God has established his existence through the creation of the universe in every conceivable way. To this day, no one is in a position to claim that they have created the universe or that they are running its system. Only in religious scriptures do we find the claim of the Creator. Today, additional arguments have emerged to substantiate this claim. Despite this, people consider the modern age to be an era of denying God. However, the same standards by which they accept a possibility as reality also validate belief in God and the hereafter. The Quran refers to this attitude, and they persisted in rejecting them wrongfully and arrogantly, while in their hearts they were convinced of their truth. 27:14. In truth, the modern age is a test for everyone. Those who use it correctly can gain profound knowledge and insights, while those who misuse it may choose the path of rebellion.